Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're going to continue our discussion on what you want to accomplish in 2016. And so on Monday, we talked about getting as clear of a picture of what 2016 would look like in your mind. So a year from today, what does your life look like and what's happening? And then on Tuesday, we got into writing down the items that you think you've uncovered that you really want and literally writing them down on a piece of paper so that you know what you're committed to. And then yesterday, the thought was that you need to believe that you can do it and you need to have the conviction and the confidence that tells you that you feel like this is realistic for you in your mind. So once we've gotten through this, the next step is to choose a method to document the picture that you've created for yourself and what you want your life to look like in 2016. And so what I would suggest is that you look back at the things that you wrote down, those 2 to 5 items that you uncovered that you're really committed to. I'd like you to think about what you could actually look at each day that would be a reminder for each one of the items that you have laid out for yourself. So distill it, figure out what it would look like. And then once you get to that point, maybe it's something that's written down. I'll give you an example. I'm in the process, as I've suggested before, of remodeling a house that I just purchased. And it's my dream house. And so there's always issues in renovations. Anyone that's gone through it before, there's unknowns that come up. There's overruns and costs, which clearly I'm in right now. And so one of the things that I'm focused on is trying to keep things in perspective and not letting myself get stressed out over all the overage I'm facing right now, because this is my dream house. So what I have written down on a piece of paper is just lifestyle and dream house. And those two things are my trigger to know that when I see that, I'm building my dream house. It's going to be fantastic when it's done. I just have to get through this part first, right? But I'm focused on the outcome that I want. So that's my way of tuning into it. You can do it from a written phrase, a word, a picture. You could either draw or find on the internet or take yourself. Or the other idea, you could even make a recording explaining that vision in as much detail as you can. And if you have a smartphone, just record it into your smartphone. And I would suggest that you use yourself in the first person and maybe even walk through a day in the life with as much detail and as much feeling as you can bring to it. But the key here is this: regardless of what you choose to do, whether it's, you know, just making it writing something down, using a picture, using, you know, recording yourself. But once you choose that method, make sure that you go back to it and try to listen or review it each day and almost treat it like a 2-minute mental vacation and focus on the feelings of that goal that you've set for yourself being fulfilled. That's really what it's all about. It's getting that energetic equivalent to this is what it feels like, because your subconscious mind can't tell the difference between what you're telling it is true and what really is. And so as you start to believe it, as your subconscious mind starts to take this in, you know, other things start to work in your favor to bring it to be. And that's really where we want to go. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have the coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to finish up our discussion on what it is that you'd like to accomplish in 2016 by putting things all together. But in the meantime, for today, think about what method you're going to have to document the picture of what you want to accomplish, whether it's writing something down that you can view every day, coming up with a picture of something that will evoke those emotions that you want to tie to the desire, or making yourself some kind of recording, whether audio or video, explaining your vision in vivid detail that can draw you to it. But do something that really ties you to where you want to go.